Let's all rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to 2026. First thing we have on the agenda, the approval of minutes from last week and four weeks ago. Chair, I entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Anybody have any corrections on the minutes?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
I have an amendment or an addendum to the minutes or to the agenda, as we probably need to let officers for 2026.
No, I was kind of presumptuous, wasn't I?
Well, yeah, but no. But so I'd like to nominate Gary Henrod as our president for 2026. There's
second.
It died for a lack of a second. I love that. That's going to happen sometime. It's going to happen sometime.
I think so.
That's a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I abstain. Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
We have bid openings today, two bid openings, 2025 sewer rehabilitation project, and we have several bids today. So we'll be recording those, and we'll go through them. This is, I never can pronounce it, Institute Farm. I can never pronounce that company, but we've done business with them many times. Their base bid for this program is $1,097,543.08. 1097,543.08. This is from Inliner Solutions. And their bid for this project is $834,968.00. 834,968.00. This is from VisuSewer LLC out of Wisconsin. And their bid for this project is $1,555,130.00. 1,555,130.00. This is, who is this? Yes, that's the one we just announced, right? That's the one we just announced. Love it when that doesn't work. This is from SAK Pipe Infrastructure Solved, it says. Okay. And their bid for the project is $1,049,366.50. 1,049,366.50. And this is SLB Pipe Solutions from Bedford, Indiana. And their bid for the project is $1,180,152.00. 1,180,152.00. Those are the bids. Do we have any more?
Yep, that's it.
For that project? Okay, yep. This is for the sewer rehabilitation. Chair, intend a motion to take those bids under advisement.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks. We appreciate all the bidders. We really do. Thank you. And this is for the our chemicals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list of chemicals here that we're getting, including salt. So here is this will be a long list of things that people are bidding on or not bidding on. Yeah, settle in. That's going to take a ride. This is PVC Technologies out of Detroit, Michigan. And they're bidding on just one thing, right?
PVS.
Yeah. PVS.
PVS, yes, PVS Technologies. And their bid for ferric chloride is $2.148 per gallon. $2 and almost 15 cents, .148 per gallon. This is Water Solutions Unlimited. And there's no bid on that. They have a bid on hydrochloric acid, $302.50 per drum. They have a bid on buffered muriatic acid of $135 per 15-gallon drum, or the same thing for $385 for a 55-gallon drum. Does that make any sense?
Say that again.
$135 for 15-gallon drum, $385 for 55-gallon drum. Ammonium sulfate, their bid is 67 cents per pound. Okay, all right. Their bid for sodium fluoride is $1.68 per pound. And those are the bids from Water Solutions Unlimited.
They had no bids.
No bids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Henco has no bids on any of these. Okay. That was easy.
Yeah.
This is Rowell, or Rowell, R-O-W-E-L-L, Chemical Corporation. Look like they bid on anything either.
Bid.
And there was no bids on that from that company also. So this goes back to PVS Chemical Solutions, and this is a bid for sodium bisulfite, and their bid for sodium bisulfite is $1.80 per gallon. That's PVS Chemical Solutions. Okay. Alexander Chemical Corporation. Okay. Yeah, I'll look for them. Yeah. Their bid for sodium bisulfite is $1.99 per gallon. Let's see what else they have here, if anything. They're stuck together. That's it. This is from Kermaya. I'm not pronouncing that correctly, I'm sure. Water Solutions out of Lawrence, Kansas. And their bid for a ferric chloride is $2.14 per gallon, and that's their only bid. All right. And this is Bell Rock Chemical. It's okay. Sodium fluoride, they have two bids here. $1.585 per pound for one pallet. $1.535 for two pallets. So those are their bids for sodium fluoride. And this is the last one, thank heavens. Brentag Mid-South. Sodium bisulfite, their bid is $1.873 per gallon. $1.873 per gallon. Their bid for hydrochloric acid is $178.00 per drum, 178.00 per drum. Sodium chloride, their bid is $364.70 per ton. Their bid for sodium fluoride is $2.40 per pound. And that's their bid. So that is the, those are the bidders for our chemicals. Thank you for that, Amy, tracking all that. Chair, entertain taking those bids under advisement.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks for everybody being patient, but that's important. All right, let's get back to my laptop here, if I can get it going again. All right, we have a bid under advisement. The Lafayette Steel site road construction is under advisement. We're looking at new business now, the controller, for resolution approving the detail of the budgets.
Good morning, Jeremy Deal, City Controller. We have budgets proposed for water and sewer totaling just under $100 million. I request your approval. Thank you.
Well,
usually not that humorous.
We'll offer a few details on this. First of all, I'd like to thank the departments, Water Department, Steve Moore, Jason Ebley, and all their staff. Brad Talley, Brian Beeler, Angie Andrews, and the Renew staff, as well as Amy Douglas from Renew, overseeing it all, Jeremy Grenard and Dave Griffey, and my staff as well in the controller's office. It's a big project every year, but it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. We've consulted with all the departments, developed these fundable budgets at a very high level. The crux of it consists of a 3% raise for all employees, which is consistent with what was offered to the governmental employees and approved with the government budget in the fall. We have moderate increases in chemical budgets as well as liability insurance. My narrative explained electric power, but that's actually down just a hair for next year, our budget, even though rates are expected to be up. We have some savings. So I'll get to some of that later. We expect relative stability with natural gas and fuel costs, and health insurance, which is a big item for the city, is going to be flat. Our rates are unchanged for 2026, so that stands to benefit all employees and their families greatly. I think a contributing piece of that is the new health clinic that we have available to us. I thank the mayor for instituting that, letting us participate in a clinic offered by the Franciscan Healthcare. That has been a wonderful addition to our benefits, and like I said, I think it's saving the city money. Revenues for water are up moderately as we expect the new rates to be in effect for the latter part of this year. Revenues for Renew and stormwater are projected to be relatively flat. And I'll get into the water utility operating budget to start with. That is proposed at $14,113,404. So that's an overall decrease of just under $104,000 compared to 2025. That, as I mentioned, includes increases in chemicals, liability insurance, as well as maintaining an elevated engineering service budget to allow us to continue to pursue projects, including lead service line replacements. We've decreased the annual transfer that's contributing to that overall budget reduction from the operating fund to the water depreciation fund for this year. So that's gone down $300,000 from $1.8 million in 25 to $1.5 million in 2026.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
That decrease you're talking about in the transfer for the depreciation amount, that's just due to the schedule of projects are being projected for 2026. Is that what that is?
And the anticipated bond issuances to fund future infrastructure projects.
Okay, thank you.
The bond and interest fund budget itself, that's based upon the debt service schedules dictated by prior issuances. 2018 and 2024 water bonds. I put an informational piece in here regarding a short-term loan that was affected in 2025 from Renew to Water, and that's about $3.685 million. That is water infrastructure constructed in the Service Area 11B project that was paid by Renew. So that will be paid back, but it's not part of the operating budget because the first bond issuance of the new rate case is designed to address that that expenditure and pay back Renew. The depreciation fund budget is established at $4.135 million. Planned projects for water depreciation in 2026 include window and siding repairs to the admin building, pump rehab, ongoing lead service line replacement and well field research, procurement of some trucks, and a shoring box. The water main replacement fund budget is proposed at $1,705,000. That budget constitutes basically all the available resources in the water main replacement fund, including the 2026 transfer. We do an annual transfer of $244,834, which was dictated by the 2018 rate case. So that money, the cash, is moved from the operating fund to the main replacement fund every year. And we'll have $1.7 million to work with in 2026. And the Ulan water main is a project that's likely to be pursued with those resources. In total, water budgets are proposed at $21,426,845. On the Renew side, we have a stormwater operating budget.
Should we do these one at a time, or do you care?
No, we'll just vote on the resolution at the end.
Okay. So, before we move on to the water, anybody have any questions on the water budget? You're really not expecting water demand for the city to go up much, are you? I mean, it's kind of, we're growing. I mean, I would estimate the revenue would be up a little bit more than what you maybe projected.
We tend to budget our revenues conservatively. Okay. Once some of these areas where we're expanding service into, like Service Area 11B, it will generate future revenues, right. Greater revenues. I don't know that will materialize in 2026, though.
Gotcha. The second question on lead pipe replacement, that's not a part of this. That's funded separately?
That is accounted for and separate. It's basically a grant and like a bond issuance, so it's not part of the operating budget proposal.
Thank you.
On the Renew side, the stormwater operating budget is proposed at $4,503,760. Covers the needs of the department, including a share of liability insurance for 2026. The stormwater depreciation fund budget is established at $1.2 million, which is balanced with the proposed transfers from the storm operating to the stormwater depreciation fund. We transfer $100,000 a month on the storm side to the depreciation fund. That will address planned equipment purchases and potential infrastructure maintenance costs for storm. The renew wastewater operating fund budget proposed at $41,922,293. That's down a little under $8.5 million compared to the 2025 budget. The renew budget includes increases for purchased water as well as increased liability insurance. And though electric rates are up, as I mentioned before, renew's electricity budget is down due to savings from their solar installation. So that's a neat little project that's showing some cost savings there. The planned transfer from the renew operating fund to the depreciation fund is reduced from $12 million from $18 million in 2025, and that explains a large portion of the operating fund budget reduction. The balance of the savings is in our non-operating department 53 in your worksheet, transfers to address debt service. So the structure of our principal repayment for the 2021B wastewater bonds, their refunding bonds, reduces dramatically in 2026. However, we expect with the conversion of the 2025 ban to bonds in 2026, that new bond issuance will require some of that savings going forward. The renewed depreciation fund budget established at $12,624,100 for 2026. That's a reduction from the current or from last year. The fund accumulates transfers to maintain and refurbish infrastructure. We plan to dip into that in 2026 to complete the Service Area 11B infrastructure build out. We've got the CSO or high rate treatment project also underway. That's not expected to be complete until the following year, however. We have completion of a renew campus solar project and various equipment upgrades. The renew department total budgets aggregate to $78,414,520. So, yes, and combined, they're just a hair under $100 million. However, all budgets are fully fundable with existing resources and projected revenues for this year. And I respectfully request your approval.
Yeah. Has it been over $100 million before?
I think
sounds like there were some reductions.
Last year, I think it was. Combined.
It is obviously many, many hours go into this. So thank you. And everybody who else who had to contribute to it. It's a lot. But it's very clear, even if I don't understand it.
Other comments or questions from the board? Mayor, do you have any comments?
President, I would make a comment. I had a nice phone conversation yesterday with Jeremy and the deputy controller regarding this that helped my understanding of the inner workings of it a lot better. I'm very comfortable with the numbers presented after that conversation and would recommend approval of the resolution for the 2026 water and renew budget.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and second. This is resolution 01-2026. So it's been moved and seconded. Any further questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Again, I echo what Ron just said. Thanks to everybody that spent hours and hours and hours working on that. And this is an indication of the financial stability, wherewithal of the city of Lafayette. Good job, Mayor.
Thank you. Well, we got a great team.
Waterworks.
Morning. Steve Moore, Superintendent Lafayette Water Works. You have before you this morning contract amendment with Wessler Engineering Incorporated for the Glick Wellfield Improvements Project. This amendment number 3 will increase the contract by $10,000. This will cover additional construction administration and resident project representative time necessary to achieve final completion for the project. Previous amendment number 2 extended the contract for the RPR services through July of 2025. And Wessler Engineering was able to utilize Amendment Number 2 budget through the end of 2025. However, incurred overages coordinating final completion of the project, Amendment Number 3 brings the total contract amount to $370,900, and I recommend for your approval.
Thank you, Steve. Chair, entertain a motion to approve Amendment Number 3 for Wessler Engineering for the Glick Wellfield Improvement Project. Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions on this? So this is the final amendment
yes.
of this contract.
Yes.
Have a motion to second. Any other comments or questions?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Purchasing.
Good morning, Dave Payne, Purchasing Manager. First thing I have is to recommend we renew the contract with Newton Oil for fuel. For 2026, we've renewed this contract since 2007, and they continue to provide freight and adder at those prices from 2007, and outstanding service. You know, when there's a delay in a delivery, usually it's same day delivery, but if there is a delay, then they'll give us the price that is the lowest for those 2 days or over that stretch of time. So I just recommend that you renew this contract with Newton Oil.
Okay. This is a recommendation to renew the contract with Newton Oil. Chair, entertain a motion to do that.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions on this?
Great.
Yep. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Dave.
And lastly, I have a recommendation to renew a contract from last year with JCI Jones Chemicals. They had bid on and successfully bid and were awarded sodium hypochlorite. That's used by Renew Waterworks and West Lafayette Water Resource Recovery Facility. And their bid was at $1.62 per gallon. I spoke with Renew Water and West Lafayette, and everybody's satisfied with the services that they've provided over the course of the year. So I recommend we renew that contract.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve this contract renewal with JCI Jones Chemicals Incorporated.
So moved.
Second. So sodium hypochlorite was not part of this recent...
It always is, but it wasn't because we renewed this contract.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. We have a motion. A second. Anybody have any further questions?
Nope.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Then we have claims.
Good morning. This week we have claims totaling $4,246,441.23. I request the board's approval.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve the claims.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and second. Anybody have any questions on claims? I do
no.
not either. Questions?
No.
No questions? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank
Mayor,
you.
Any comments this morning?
No, sir.
Okay. That's our agenda for today. This meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for all the good work you guys do. And gals do, by the way, just like guys and gals, generically.